About 2 million Californians live in unincorporated areas outside the sheltering arms of a city governance plan or budget. Many of these communities are so poor, they lack basic infrastructure like sewers and sidewalks. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca takes us to a tiny pocket of Fresno County where locals are expecting the streetlights will be turned off next week.
A white van selling Mexican pastries blares its horn as it rolls slowly through the streets of the community of Kalawa. It has to swerve to avoid potholes. Big puddles of water pool up here after it rains. There are no gutters, but there are plenty of chickens and loose dogs. Kalawa got its name from the California Wine Association, which used to anchor this community. But now most of its vineyards have been paved over, and Kalawa has become an industrial pocket just 10 minutes from downtown Fresno. The people who live here are mostly Latino. They work in the fields or nearby factories.
You start kind of looking around, you'll start to see that there's a lot of light posts, but not all of them have lights.
Sandra Celedon Castro is watching her niece and nephew play basketball under the streetlight in front of her house. It's the only light on her block. And now Fresno County plans to pull the plug on all 36 streetlights here.
We already have very limited resources, and the fact that we're going to be left completely in the darkness, you know, that's just a really scary thought. This is a result of really poor planning.
She puts the blame on Fresno County. Much of Kalawa is unincorporated, and its lights are paid for by a special county-run utility district. Once upon a time, Kalawa residents paid a tax to fund that district. But nearly 30 years ago, the county inexplicably stopped collecting that tax. Ever since, the county's paid the light bill from the district's reserves. At the end of this month, that account will run dry. Now it's time for residents to step in and pay again, says the county's resources manager, John Thompson.
We always give the residents of the area or that community the final say. They have the ability to say, yes, we will pay for that, or no, we won't.
Thompson's department sent out ballots to the 400 property owners in Kalawa, asking them to vote on a $25 a year tax to keep the streetlights on. Only about a quarter of the ballots came back, and most of them were no votes. Residents like Dennis Chavez say $25 a year is a hefty price tag for people in Kalawa, where the annual median family income is about $28,000.
I wouldn't pay for it. I got a dog, and I got censored lights. If they want to pay extra, go buy yourself some censored lights. I'll install them for you.
Sandra Celedon Castro walks up and down her block talking to neighbors about the streetlights. Many of them are renters, and since the $25 tax would come from property owners, renters didn't get to vote. What frustrates Celedon Castro is that her neighbors just a few blocks away have plenty of streetlights. That's because portions of Kalawa have been annexed into the city of Fresno. But residents in the unincorporated parts have to navigate the complex county bureaucracy to keep the few lights they have on.
It's really a metaphor for the way that we're governed. We're often left in the dark about how our government system is actually run, how we fit into the scheme of government.
Most people who live in cities don't even think about who keeps the streetlights on. And if thousands or millions of people in a city share the cost of a service, they usually pay less than if only a few hundred households foot the bill. Veronica Garibay is with California Rural Legal Assistance, which advocates for the state's unincorporated communities. She counts about 550 of them in the San Joaquin Valley alone.
It's not like residents from these communities are asking for, you know, some sort of luxuries to go into their communities. They're asking for something as basic as streetlights or safe drinking water or sewer.
But Fresno County doesn't have the resources to pay Kalawa's light bill. Right now, the cash-strapped county has closed courthouses and is scrambling to keep libraries open. Back in Kalawa, a fleet of PG&E service trucks rumbles past the neighborhood where the streetlights will turn off next week. Ironically, the utility giant maintains several service yards here. PG&E says it's looking for a way to keep the lights on once the county stops paying its bill. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Kalawa.